Hello, Aries. It's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 8th, and the whole week ahead. With the moon in Virgo, you need to concentrate on all matters to do with your health. Maybe a little bit of relaxation or rest, or if it's something that's concerning you and making you anxious and you're worrying, why not pop to the docs, make an appointment and get a checkup? Then that way, you'll be able to sort things out rather than get anxious and be a worry guts. And here's your Sunday stars. Well, the sun in your sign squares Pluto. Now, this means you've got to eliminate the negative from your life. That's precisely what Pluto is all about. Look this very important aspect up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Sun in the first, squaring Pluto in the 10th. And it means eliminate all of those things not working for you or in your career. Time to change. And here's your Monday stars. With the moon conjunct Jupiter in Libra, this is good for a relationship. Now, it's good on a number of levels. One level is humour, laughter, and just having fun with someone. So somebody on your wavelength and who tickles your funny bone. And on the other side, any partnership with someone in a professional way can turn to profit and financial abundance. A very profitable partnership could be born now. And here's your Tuesday stars. Well, it's a full moon in the sign of Libra, which is all about your relationships. The next couple of weeks is profound when it comes to a partnership. You could look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Full moons mean the end of a cycle, and it's in your seventh house. So that means a relationship, if it is not working, it could be the end of it. Or it could also be the realization that you're onto a new level. The dynamic now is the ability to get on with each other, come what may. And here's your Wednesday stars. Now the moon has slipped into Scorpio. There's certain things that you need to deal with that are very private and personal to you. Because of the opposition to Mercury, you need to mull things over, cogitate. But you also need to take the fact and information into consideration before making any choices or decisions. So don't make them heart-based. You need to use your head too. And here's your Thursday stars. There's a lot of things that need to be dealt with when it comes to the inner you, the psychological you. Perhaps you have obsessions or doubts or problems in just dealing with the compulsions that drive you to do things and you have no control over them. Well, of course you do. And the point is with today's stars is you can actually gain control psychologically over those things that you really want to do. And don't forget, it's time to get rid of the bad and onto the good. And here's your Friday stars. A powerful sun conjunct Uranus in your sign means this is a most charismatic time. You are charismatic. You are magnetic. You are electrifying. And if you use these powerful vibrations emanating from you now, there's no telling what you can do with your life and with yourself. It's an unpredictable aspect, but you are unpredictable too. And that's part of your magic.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.